The word for today is don't give up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
You know, last week,
don't give up.
I wasn't here because I was out of town. And while on the plane, the pilot came on the PA system and announced that we would be flying 30,000 feet. And the flight time would be 1 hour and 45 minutes from wheels up to wheels down. And as the plane began to take off and ascend up toward that 30,000 feet, we hit some turbulence along the way.
All right, come on.
And the plane began to rock and shake.
Sir. Yes, sir.
And the pilot came on the PA system again and said for everyone to remain seated and keep your seatbelt on.
That's right.
As we're hitting some turbulence. And we will soon get to an altitude above the turbulence.
That's right.
And once we hit that altitude above the turbulence, we will have smooth sailing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, while on my return flight, on my way home, we didn't hit any turbulence while taking off. But as the plane began to come in for the landing, we hit some violent turbulence.
Yes. All right.
Yes.
And the plane began to move to the left and to the right. And it began to shake and shake. But eventually we landed with no problem.
Yes.
Now, for the record, turbulence is caused when an airplane flies through pockets of air that are irregulated, causing violence or unstable actions, which may cause the plane to bounce to and fro. And for some on that plane, they may become overcome with fear that the plane may crash, and even the fear of death. Now, you know that we have what's called spiritual turbulence, which comes in the life of the believers from time to time, which is brought on by Satan, the devil, satanic and demonic forces, or what I call unseen hosts. For Ephesians 6:12 tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
That's right.
But against principalities. Against the powers. Against the rulers of darkness of this world. And spiritual wickedness in high places.
That's right.
You know, when you see a drive-by and you see somebody going and shooting up a school with innocent people in it. That's not that person. That's a demonic force that have took control of their mind and persuaded them that it was all right. And you got some other nuts out there that will tell you, oh, they all right. It's okay. It's okay. Now, it should be noted that most times we open the door and allow these forces to function in our life. We open the door and allow these forces to function in our space due to the choices that we make along this road called life.
That's right.
You know, when you start dealing with marijuana and crack and LSD, it will cause you to hallucinate.
Yes, sir.
And as I remember some years ago when I was working with one guy, we was laughing and joking, and he said, man, the first time I smoked some LSD, I saw the moon walking. Now, we was laughing and joking, but he was serious. When that spirit takes over your mind, you're possessed. Lord have mercy. Now, if you don't believe me, in Genesis 4, 6, and 7, and the Lord God said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? Why are you angry, Cain? And why is thy countenance fallen? Why you got that ugly look on your face all the time, Cain? He said, if thou doest well, you got to understand, Cain was jealous because God had blessed Abel. And Cain wanted the same, but he didn't want to give God the same love, the same offering, the same prayer, the same time that Abel did to inherit God's blessings. So God told Cain, if you do what's right, Cain, shall not thou be accepted? Will not I accept you? Will not I accept you blessed? Will not I bless you?
Yes.
And if thou doest not well, Cain, sin lieth at the door. Genesis 4, 6, and 7, in the beginning. Sin lieth at the door. The devil, Satan, that satanic force.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And unto thee shall be his desire. Mm-hmm. The devil will have control of you.
Yes.
Don't have time right now. Mm-hmm. And thou shalt have rule over him. Mm-hmm. The devil shall have rule over you.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
The devil, that unseen host.
Yes.
And then 1 Corinthians 11:29-30. Mm-hmm. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthy, eateth and drinketh damnation mm-hmm. to his soul. For not discerning the Lord's body. When you get up here and you put your hands to this gospel,
yes,
and you're not in compliance with God's word, you open the door for sickness, for afflictions and to come upon you.
Yes.
The Bible says, for this cause many are weak and sickly among you.
Yes, yes.
And sleep, die early, die in their 20s, their 30s,
uh-huh.
Gangbangers in their teens. Uh-huh. And never see their 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s.
That's right, that's right.
Because they went to sleep after they made it to heaven.
Uh-huh.
They went to sleep early. Uh-huh. They died. That's what the Bible talks about.
Yes.
So when you are not taught the word properly,
mm-hmm.
and you sit under leadership and they're not teaching you the word,
uh-huh.
that's what is in you. You're still subject to the devil.
That's right.
And the attacks of the devil.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
For this reason, many are sick,
mm-hmm.
afflicted.
Mm-hmm.
We're moving on. Mm-hmm. And you see drive-bys and mm-hmm. murders in our streets, and you see chaos
yes.
throughout
yes.
the land. Look at our yes. elected yes. officials. Look at these Republicans and Democrats in the House and the Senate. Mm-hmm. Chaos.
Total.
Confusion.
Yes.
That's so you have the satanic and demonic world work
yes.
in the natural. Yes. That's how demons fight against each other and fight one another.
Yes, yes, yes.
The Bible said when an unclean spirit go out of a man,
mm-hmm.
he walketh to and fro seeking, and he comes back.
Yes.
He comes back, and he brings seven that's more right. demons versus himself.
Right. Yes. That's right.
You left as an alcoholic,
yes.
as a wife beater, smoking marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
You come back as a homosexual.
My Lord.
Wrapped up in that spirit. You come back as a murderer.
Yes.
These ain't even in my notes. God must be talking about that.